Dr. Stephen Chancellor joins us. He is going to be the new superintendent at Centralia. And Dr. Chancellor, first of all, what attracted you to that position in Centralia?
Well, first and foremost, location. I actually grew up in Mid-Missouri, and we were looking for an opportunity to just get back closer to family, friends. And so when Centralia opened up, it put us within an hour to an hour and a half of literally almost our entire family. So, you know, certainly I started digging into the district and learning a lot more and became just more excited about the opportunity. But I'll be honest, the primary driver in the beginning was just how do we get back to the people that we miss, and it's a challenge to see currently. So,
tell us a little bit about yourself and about your family, too.
Sure. So, you know, I'm completing my seventh year superintendent in the Purdy School District, and Purdy's down southwest Missouri. We're Berry County, so we're the last county before Arkansas. And so my wife is a middle school counselor, and I have three boys that are in first grade, third grade, and fifth grade right now. So they are incredibly active. We're learning what it's like to be a family who is living out of a vehicle, running to practices, events. But it's a lot of fun, and they are very anxious for, you know, new opportunities, meet new friends, and we're ready to hit the ground running in Centralia.
All right. When you interviewed with the board, what really attracted you at that point? What did you see that really kind of piqued your interest?
Sure. I think we clicked immediately, and I've always thought that at the end of the day, the candidates they talk to could fulfill the job description, the technical duties of the job. And what it really comes down to is this feeling of fit. And so that I think that fit is what the board was looking for, but it's what I was looking for as well. And that kind of started immediately from the moment I walked into the door throughout the duration of our conversation, and then at the end, nothing felt forced. It seemed we had a lot of alignment in terms of the things that I view and believe in really matched up well with some of the things that they were looking for. So it was just, it was a chemistry thing, and it was instant.
How do you describe yourself as a leader? What do you bring to the table?
Well, I don't know that my style has a name or is in a leadership book in the library, but I can tell you it's rooted heavily in just forming relationships with people. And I think the key to being a successful leader in anything is you have to elicit that trust among people. And to be trusted, you have to do trustworthy things. And so you'll see me present. I will be highly visible. You'll see me asking a lot of questions, doing a lot of listening, because at the end of the day, I need to learn what Centralia needs and not just come in and force an agenda. So heavy in relationships. You'll see some experience come out. The opportunities, the challenges that are in Centralia right now really mimic the same types of things I experienced when I came to Purdy. So I look forward to be able to come in and say, you know, I understand our current situation. Here's an idea of something I've done. I know it works. How does that then align with our needs? So you'll see experience, you'll see relationships, and then just that situational leadership of understanding what is needed at the current time. And no two situations are alike. So the ability to really examine that, you know, assess what it needs, and then respond appropriately will be some of the traits that people will notice immediately.
All right, a big enough district, but a small enough district where you can still see the students. Is that important to you?
It's highly important. You know, right now, I have the opportunity to see kids from kindergarten through 12th grade, and I get who knows, you know, how many dozens of hugs every day from the little ones. I get the fist bumps from the old ones, and to be able to walk hallways, notice a kid, be able to ask them a question that's specific to them, I think is part of that trust that I build with people. And honestly, it matches my personality. I'm not one to sit very long, so I look forward to being a recognizable person amongst the students and being able to really have that conversation about what it is they're engaged in.
Final question, Dr. Chancellor. When you told your three young kids that you were going to be moving to Centralia, they were all going to be moving, what was their reaction?
Well, it was tough. It was tough. They when I started in Purdy, one was barely 6 months old, one learned to walk in Purdy, and the other one was starting preschool. And so it's tough from the standpoint this is really the only place they have known from a school perspective. But once we kind of started talking about family and location and the opportunities we were getting, they really started to perk up. And the conversation we have had a lot is it's okay to be happy and sad at the same time. And we will go through those. You know, it will be a roller coaster, and maybe those happen at the exact same time. But it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be happy. And they're now getting to the point where they're asking more questions about what can we do and what would this look like. And so that's promising for them. They'll be fine.
Dr. Stephen Chancellor, he's joined us today on Regional Radio.